The once mighty Chinese steel industry is now crashing headfirst into a global wall of tariffs and distrust. From overproduction and dumping to low-quality products, Chinese steel has triggered a massive backlash, and the consequences are now spiraling out of control. More than 150,000 workers have already lost their jobs, and hundreds of steel companies have gone bankrupt. Just this morning, a customer who planned to order 100 steel plates suddenly canceled. The reason? Even Vietnam and South Korea, once friendly trade partners, are now slapping punitive tariffs on Chinese steel. This is no longer a trade dispute. It's a global steel blockade. In the past, Chinese steel dominated the world. Today, it's being shut out by over 20 countries across Asia, Europe, the Americas. In the U.S., new tariffs of up to 145% have devastated China's entire export supply chain. And unlike before, there's no back door. Countries like Vietnam and Thailand now enforce strict origin tracking, making it nearly impossible to rebrand Chinese steel. Exports are plummeting. Vietnam imposed up to 28% tariffs on Chinese hot-rolled coil. South Korea added 38% anti-dumping tariffs on shipbuilding and construction steel. The EU followed quickly, with tariffs as high as 62.6%. In the U.S., steel that isn't fully melted and cast in North America is rejected outright. China's steel exports to the U.S. have dropped to nearly zero. The crisis officially exploded in early 2024. Out of 2011 domestic steel companies, 75 shut down, with 115 blast furnaces idled. Major players like Dongling Group and Jiangdalong Nickel filed for bankruptcy, leaving tens of thousands unemployed. In some provinces, steel prices fell to just 2,900 yuan per ton, a six-year low. Dozens of companies have halted production under the guise of maintenance because they can no longer survive. By mid-2024, China had a steel surplus of 400 million tons, more than the combined annual output of the world's second to tenth largest producers. That's enough steel to build 300,000 towers or circle the Earth with railway tracks 90 times. But here's the most shocking part. Despite producing over 1 billion tons of steel a year worth 8.7 trillion yuan, China's entire industry earns only 29.1 billion yuan in profit. That's less than 30 yuan profit per ton, not even enough to buy a pack of cigarettes. The profit margin? Just 0.33%, a fraction of the global average. The two-year crisis has revealed a brutal truth. Overcapacity kills. China flooded the world with cheap steel, and now the world is slamming the door shut.